It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Wagwan. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Let's do it like Wendy Williams. How you doing? Seriously, how are you? Yeah, I hope you're doing well. I hope everything is okay on your end, and you're living, because the struggle is real. Y'all know I'm on my weight loss journey. I'm about to start juicing, start selling my juices, because it's the Disrespectful Lady, and I've perfected this art of juicing, and I feel like the world should really enjoy what it is that I make, because it's phenomenal. It's amazing. Okay, so I know computer and technology is taking over, and this is just what it is, and I have to get with it. And I'm okay with that. I have a little bit of issues when it comes to certain things, like when I'm at the grocery store and the computer's telling the young lady something, or the young man, and because the computer is telling them this particular thing, there seems to be no other logical explanation, no logical thought process, no let me think for myself. Like, okay, so the total came out to $8.04. I gave you $10. You're supposed to give me back $1.96. That's what the computer said. Then I said, oh wait, I have 4 cents. Let me give you the 4 pennies that I have. So now you got $10.04. You should be giving me back $2, right? Because I want like $2 bills, or the 2 coin dollar bills, so that you don't have to give me more change. And because I gave this young lady 4 pennies, I nearly gave her a heart attack. Like, the young lady almost had a panic attack, because now she had to think about something else, and the computer said to her that she had to give me $1.96, and she was hell bent on giving me that $1.96, you know. She couldn't for the life of her imagine that taking 4 pennies and adding it to that change would just give me $1. Like, what happened to the days where we had to do math in our head, or just think outside of the box? Like, just, you know, just because the computer said this doesn't mean that this is what it has to be. Like, my God, what happened to human and being real and having someone in front of you and having empathy and compassion for that person? It was like surreal. The computer said, and she just, like, I thought she was gonna have a straight. Young girl, too. I'm like, damn, you're only like 20. You're going to die because I'm giving you 4 pennies. It was surreal. Like, we need these gadgets. I don't know. I saw a clip on one of the social media where robots were going to the post office to mail out products. Robot just walking through the neighborhood like, we're going to the post office because you people cannot. We can no longer just walk to the post office and mail out stuff. We need robots to do that. Like, what? We don't get outside. We don't get air. We don't get sun. We don't get to really live life. Those are the things that nourishes your life, you know, gives you the nutrients that you need to live this life. The sun, the vitamin, the sun alone. Breathing in real fresh air, not sitting home recycled air. They have our children. They just have them, like, just sitting in the house, just playing games. Half of them don't want to go outside. You pass the park. Back in my days, the park was filled with people. As long as it wasn't raining, we were at the park. What happened to the park? The park is empty. People's houses are filled with just electronics. They're filled with so much electronics. And all of those electronics are not good for you, you know? They're not all those electromagnetic fields around you. Like when you're sleeping at night, the TV should be off. It should be black so you can sleep. Not having all those electromagnetic fields going on all around you. It's crazy. It's just surreal. Like, I know people that just have stuff. A bunch of electric stuff. Electronic stuff and just bags. How many bags do you need, ladies? You wear one bag, just stuff. We connect happiness with spending. You know, just have a whole bunch of stuff, new stuff, so that you can feel better. But you don't go nowhere because you're sitting home. So all that stuff you got, it's just like, what are you buying all this stuff for? So the one day that you go out, you can wear all that stuff. So when people actually leave their houses to come to your house, they're impressed by all the stuff you got. Stuff you can't take when you die. Does it really make you happy? I saw a video and that's what it says. We connect happiness with spending. You should try to save and invest a little bit. Absolutely spend, but you don't spend in the way that we think we should. They say that rich people pretend to be poor, whereas poor people are pretending to be rich. So we're all pretending, you know, we're all pretending to be something you're not. So the rich folks is pretending to be poor, so they wear the same pair of jeans, those beat up tennis shoes, whereas poor folks who ain't got it are out here pretending to be rich with the newest Jordans and the flyest jackets. And you can't buy respect. Spending money doesn't make you look rich. Spend time working on the things that actually do make you rich, like work on your inside, figure out what your worth is. I'm older and I'm just now learning my sense of worth. It's not what's on the outside. It's not the jewelry you're wearing, the expensive Birkin or MCM bag that everybody in New York City, I'll be like, you, every woman in New York City is like, I should say, like, seems to me like every black woman, every black little girl in New York City is walking around with an MCM bag. And, I wonder if those young women are taking the time to work on what's happening inside of them. You know, working on learning and valuing who they are, their work ethics, you know, what their minds are subjecting to. Everybody got baby hair, you know, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, work on your character. Work on discipline. I did a show about that the other day. Understanding, gaining wisdom and knowledge. Hell, reading a book, you know? Working on changing yourself. Like, there's so many things that we could work on. And yet we're sitting there watching other folks and passing judgment on other folks and pretending to be happy. You know, are you really happy? When you broke, you got credit card bills to pay. I know people that go buy a $2,000 pair of boots on their credit card. Now you're struggling to pay that credit card bill. You wore them boots once or twice. It's like you can't even afford to wear them boots out for people to see you in them. Is it really worth it? Stop and think about where you feel like you gain yourself, your sense of self-respect. Respect is not about spending money again. Your sense of worth comes from what's in your mind. Not going along with the fad, not going along with everyone, but really taking the time to develop your mind and trying to figure out what really makes you happy, as opposed to what the media tells you, as opposed to what the outsiders are saying. What makes you happy? Where do you feel your sense of worth? Yeah. I don't know how we got here, but we got here. That's what happens sometimes. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. I just came on to just talk and just share I look forward for you. I look forward to hearing from you. Continue to send me your email at thedisrespectfullady@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram. You could message me, you could make your points. I could clip it and tag it onto this, to the videos. I'm learning. Thank you for growing with me. Thank you for tuning in and listening. It feels good. Doesn't matter if I get one person to listen. It makes me feel like, yes, I'm going to do a my show. Because there is one person out there that will listen. I'm always in awe when I see, I'm like, yo, there's people out there listening to me, which is what I want, which is what I expect, but just when it happens, it's like, wow, this is nice. It keeps me going. It really does. It keeps me going. So once again, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water. Suck in your belly. Mind your business. Let's keep it simple.